I had to carry out this work inside this mountain for a long time. I would also like to mention that we were allowed to leave this place of work for a while. Our house, where we lived, was like a barracks. It was very simple. Everyone had a low bed, but nothing else. There were certain times when we were allowed to talk to each other. Some of us mourned what we had been in human life, and others remained silent. I also thought that it was better to remain silent, because there was no point in boasting, and in general there was no point in talking about what one had had, because it didn't count here, one had only burdened oneself with it. But it was still a satisfaction for all of us to get together from time to time and talk about trivial things, and sometimes one of us would tell us something that was still deeply in his memory from his human life. Sometimes it was something sad, and sometimes it was very humorous. So we got used to each other. We had no possibility of escaping or refusing to work. Life was very dull, but we could see, that is, I could see, that now and then one of these spirit brothers and sisters could go and now be allowed to leave this work. But there was another one who had to take up the same work again and who had the same experience as everyone else. At first you were amazed at everything and disappointed that you had to work, disappointed in yourself and disappointed in the beings you lived with. Everything was a disappointment, but soon you had come to terms with it. And so it went. I only had to do this work, which was very boring. I had never calculated how long I had to do this work. I often thought back to my earthly life and to everything that I had organized and everything that I had owned. And here you couldn't put in a word to make anything change. No, these guards who were there, they simply determined everything. So you were only there to work. But now the hour came when I was freed from this place. Then someone came to me, the same one who had led me into the interior of this mountain and said, "Now you can take a small step up. You should no longer distribute this water, and you will feel better. You have put the worst time of your purification, of making amends, behind you." Another job awaited me, namely the following. I had to carry these stones that had been broken out of this mountain to a place determined by higher spirit brothers. I could carry some of them there with my hands, and I also had a basket to put some in and bring them to this place. No one reproached me anymore, and no one pressured me to work. Actually, I had gotten used to working hard, but I wanted to find out for myself whether I would be reprimanded if I did this work less quickly, but no one came to reprimand me. So I had it much better. No one came to check how quickly I was working. Guards did come by and tell me where the stones should be taken back and how I should stack them inside or on top of each other. But these guards were very friendly and not as energetic as those who were inside this mountain. So I noticed this great progress. I felt much better. I thought to myself that now that I could do this work, my mother might come and visit me and free me. So I thought of my mother and prayed. I prayed to God, who now has all the power and to whom I am now subject. I asked him to give me the opportunity to meet my mother and to clear the way to him for me. So I had found the way to faith, because everything around me was reality and I had to deal with all these things. As I have already said, I could no longer be amazed, because it seemed to me that life here was so similar to human life, except that one does not have an earthly body, but lives only with the spiritual body. And now, when I had fulfilled my task and faithfully done what I was told, the moment came when my mother stood in front of me. She said that she had prayed a lot for me. She spoke of a good spiritual friend she had and that it was thanks to this spiritual friend that she had been able to come to me. She gave me a lot of comfort and filled me with hope, because she said that this work that I was doing was only temporary and that it was all punishment. She reproached me for some things in my life that I had done wrong and that were sins before God. I had not worked myself and had only demanded work from others and had shown no understanding. Then she said that, because she had found out more about me, I had had a certain privileged position in the world beyond compared to those other brothers and sisters, because I had not had to suffer from thirst but could drink as much as I wanted. But I did not like the work and the comments that the others made about me. I didn't like carrying stones either, because I had the impression that I could do a more important, better job than one that didn't require any thought. My mother then said to me, "You had to do all this, you should be reminded of the life you had lived. You still had a privileged position, namely because in your human life you gave others the opportunity to earn bread. Because I could have simply withdrawn. My means were enough for me and I didn't necessarily have to manage this property. In a certain sense, I was credited with giving other people bread. But I was also very narrow-minded in handing out this bread or in giving them the opportunity to buy bread. So now I had to bring these stones there. It was a laborious job, and I also had the impression that this work was very tiring, because these stones had weight, they were heavy. And so I knew now, I must now pay off the wrongs I have done in my life. So I must do this menial work. And I could imagine that some of my people at that time were now allowed to do better work than me. I was able to meet them later, and this turned out to be true, because they were the ones who suffered and I was the ruling part. In this new world it was completely different. Those who had suffered were in the privileged positions in this new world, and those who had ruled in human life now had to go through the worst. They were ruled over. It was therefore a different world. And so I simply resigned myself to this new world and accepted my mother's consolation, because she said, "You will only have to do this work for a certain time." And she warned me not to forget the Creator, because God is just. I owe my life to Him, and this world in which I and the others lived was in such a wonderful order, and everything was done with justice. So I did my work in this way. I did not reduce my work, even if I had not been reprimanded for it, but I was just as industrious as before, because I had the impression that everything I had learned had gone so deep into me that I could not be careless and indifferent. I had an urge to move forward, to be able to leave this menial work behind me very soon and devote myself to a nicer and better occupation. My mother told me about her world and she also explained general things to me and said, "These are the lower stages of ascent for those who, as human beings, ruled over others. Everyone is given the opportunity to move forward and advance, and that must be earned." So I too wanted to move upward and advance. So I wanted to submit. The moment came when the same sublime spirit came to me again and said, "Now you have completed that too and you can follow me. You have completed the purification on this level." Then he said very emphatically, "Let us assume that you remember all this." It really did stay in my memory. He then led me to another level, which seemed much brighter, because I could now see colors. I also noticed that there was more work and more activity outside. One now also encountered spirit brothers and sisters on the open level, on the paths. There was now a garden, forest and houses. These houses no longer resembled barracks. They were low houses, built one after the other along a long street. So one could see the same thing again and again, rows of houses, one after the other, one the same as the other. I had the feeling that there was not much to do inside these houses, but that work had to be done and that the residents of these houses also had to do their work. So this spirit led me to such a house. The surroundings were no longer so simple and so desolate. There was no longer just a low place to lie down, but there were already various objects and comforts in the house. Now this sublime spirit told me that he would lead me to work, that this work was divided up so that I could find enough time to take an interest in other, higher things. And if I was interested in the higher things of this new world, I would also be given the appropriate spirit brothers and sisters to talk to and instruct. Of course I was interested in that, but first I was probably interested in the work that I now had to do again. I was then led to a workshop that was at another end of the street. The houses with the workshops were no different from the houses that were inhabited. But in the workshops people only worked. I was led to a bench. In this workshop they worked with wood. At first the thought occurred to me again, how do people even have such material in this world? But I had actually stopped being amazed and asking questions about this, because everything was there, but not in the condensed form as in human life. Everything was there in spiritual form and could also be worked on. Now I had to work with wood. There were spirit brothers and sisters there who had already done this work long before me and showed me how to make these objects. So I did it with enthusiasm, because I liked it better. I could also let my own imagination run wild. I was even allowed to explain or say how I thought it would be better and more beautiful. I was now allowed to create freely, and so I could carry out this activity within the limits of what was permitted. The work consisted of making vessels, making them as artistically as possible. So I had the opportunity to do something artistic, which I was rather happy about, and so I was much happier because of it. My mother visited me again and said, "What you are doing will only be temporary." She seemed to be better informed than I was. She said that it was just like that, that I could now go from one job to another and find more and more joy in my work. She then explained to me that crafts had to be practiced in this world too. I worked in this workshop for a while and was very satisfied. I then took advantage of what had been offered to me and asked for a spiritual teacher like that. He answered the questions I asked him. Of course, I wanted to get a better job that I could really enjoy. I also asked about personal possessions, how long it would take to acquire such possessions, what all had to be done and what kind of possessions were available to those who had returned home or died. That was what interested me the most, because this world in the higher sense was still really foreign to me. Now I had also completed this work and the Spirit of God came to me and explained that I could now leave this workshop and that something else, something new, was waiting for me, because that was how I had to ascend. But I want to mention that in between I always directed my gaze towards God and always prayed. Well, my new task was that I was allowed to be led around the spiritual world as a companion of a higher being. So there was a Spirit of God there who went through these different stages. He could not ascend with me, but I had to go with him to deeper spiritual stages, and his path led down to the suffering spirits. These suffering spirits had to be comforted, and one had to concern oneself with them. One had to console them and take part in their fate. So I learned to show compassion and understanding with this spiritual teacher, and so I was now able to develop in a higher sense. At first I only had to do manual work, which I didn't particularly like, but that did help me to purify myself, because I had to say yes to it and because I actually had to go through this humiliation. But now a new stage of development began for me. Now it was about elevating the soul, about elevating the feelings. Now I had to take an interest in the other person and try to understand him and comfort him. So my path with this spiritual guide went to these deeper spheres from one suffering person to another, and so I had to learn compassion and at the same time offer comfort, have understanding, take an interest in the other person's distress, speak to him and visit him again and again. That was a nice task for me, because I was accompanied by a higher spirit who spoke to me and gave me many, many explanations. I went with him like that, I don't know how long, because time is no longer counted. Then I had my first significant experience when my spiritual companion said to me, "Now I want to take you to a temple, and there we will gather to honor God." That was my first big, significant experience. This temple was on the level from which I now set out to help those who were suffering. So I had ascended, but there were still so many spirit beings living on this level, deceased people who were also fighting for further ascension. They too wanted to progress, and they too were allowed to have this experience, just like me. There were higher spirit beings there who were of a beauty that we had no idea about. They were gathered in this temple, they greeted us. They spoke of God, they spoke of Christ, the King, they spoke of their world, of all the beautiful things they experienced and of the things they were busy with. They asked us to be very diligent in order to be able to experience this world too. Each individual who was there in this temple was then greeted by the highest ranking angel. We were allowed to shake his hand and he spoke a few comforting and edifying words to each individual. When I experienced this for the first time, I was so filled with such zeal. I wanted to help everyone who was suffering. I felt like I had tremendous strength within me. I just wanted to give love and understanding. I just wanted to serve and help. The experience that I had now brought me this happiness, this true, inner happiness. So I had done my task for a while in the company of this spiritual leader. Then he withdrew from me and explained, "Now you should do this task without me to fulfill it. I will only observe you." After all that I had learned, it was no longer difficult for me to work in this way. I could therefore go to these suffering brothers and sisters and give them comfort. Later, I was also led to people on earth from time to time. I was also able to accompany people there and give them my great power of goodwill. But the important work that I do is now in the spiritual world, and it consists in helping the seeker to find what he is looking for, as well as in helping the suffering person to ease his pain and to support him. That is my task for now, and it can still last for a long time. Later, I will be able to climb a level again, and I will then also do other work. It was explained to me that the most necessary and important thing to do at first was to encourage these high and noble feelings of the soul, because then the ascent would take place much more quickly later. The soul must be purified so that everything goes deep and unfolds in the depths of the soul, because the possibility is created to return to a new earthly life, and then what has been laboriously gathered together must really be able to find expression, and it can only find expression if one has been very zealous in absorbing this precious treasure. In the meantime, I have experienced many such adorations, many encounters with high spirits of heaven, but my task is still the same, and it should serve me to develop my soul and its feelings to a high life. The high feelings must become so strong in me that they can no longer be lost. So I told you, dear brothers and sisters, about my ascent, how it went, and that the first period of my retreat and activity was difficult. Now, dear brothers and sisters, I am returning to my activity. Brother Joseph wants to give you an answer to what has been said, if you have any questions. So may God bless and protect you. God bless you. Joseph. God bless you. Dear brothers and sisters, do you have any questions about what has been told you? Dear Joseph, the thirst of these spirits in this mountain was probably because these spirits were still of a lower status. Joseph, yes. Dear spirit friend Joseph, after Jacob had burdened himself so much with people, one would think that he would have to pay back these debts to them. Will it be in the next life, or did it already happen in the afterlife? Joseph, he made up for most of it in the afterlife. Now, dear brothers and sisters, I too am returning. May God's blessing be upon you all, and all of you who are sick shall recover. God bless you. Report of the ascending spirit being Jacob and answers to questions from spirit teacher Joseph by mediator Beatrice Brunner in the hall on Munchhaldenstrasse, Zurich. Original, tape recording. Headline, next case. July 5, 1967. Sebastian homecoming of a mentally handicapped person. How is spirit achieved its ascension with a lot of perseverance, humility and the support of higher spirit brothers and sisters? Control. God bless you. Dear brothers and sisters, a spirit brother by the name of Sebastian is speaking to you. May God bless you this hour. God bless you. Sebastian. God bless you. My name is Sebastian. My dear brothers and sisters, I will tell you something about my life and why I had to live like this as a human being. I have had a miserable life. I could neither hear nor speak, and I could not walk. I was always sitting on the bench and had to be happy if someone gave me a friendly smile. I was grateful for such a friendly smile. I could always tell from the expressions of my relatives how they felt about me, whether they were friendly or angry. If they smiled, then I knew that they were well disposed towards me. If they made serious faces, then I cowered even more, because I was afraid of people, because they were not good to me. So I had to be humiliated. I stayed with my family in my parents' house until they died. I was also allowed to stay in my parents' house with one of my sisters until my death. As a human, I did not have the same feelings as a spirit. As a human, I could not think and reflect. I could sense and perceive, but I could not think and reflect as a healthy person can reflect and think. but I suffered even more from the injustices, from the way I was treated. But my spirit had a completely different feeling. In my spirit I saw everything differently, including the cause of my difficult life. As a spirit I felt the humiliations that were inflicted on me, as a human I heard nothing. I could neither hear nor speak nor walk, as a spirit, however, I perceived everything. So my family prayed the evening prayer together every evening, and they never failed to pray for me that God would redeem me. As a human being I could not hear it or perceive it, but in spirit I heard everything and I would have been really happy if God had taken me, shortened my human life and ended my suffering, but it was not meant to be, and I knew it too. I had to go through these humiliations. I suffered not so much as a human being, but as a spirit, because I now saw that I had to endure such a life because I deserved it. It hurt all the more that I was not respected by my fellow human beings and that I was constantly spoken of disparagingly. That was hard for me as a spirit, not as a human being. As a human being I only noticed the state of mind of my relatives and adjusted to it. As a human being, I had no idea why I had to live this difficult life, but in my spirit I knew and acknowledged my great guilt. I had a sister who was always kind to me. My mother also tried hard, but she loved all the other siblings more than me, that was understandable. I had a brother who didn't like me at all and who constantly mocked me. Well, in my spirit I knew that he didn't like me. I just had to live in this family, and so it was the greater torture for my spirit to endure all of this. Fortunately, the hour came when I was able to be released from this oppressed life, and how happy I was about it. How I had always prayed as a spirit that I would be released from this earthly life. But in my spirit I also knew about the years that I had to endure. When the time came and I was allowed to say goodbye to this world and lay aside my body, which was a prison and a torment for me, I was happy because I was no longer suffering. No one could torment me anymore because my spirit was healthy and I had left this painful body behind on earth, knowing that the last part of the guilt had been left behind with it. Well, my parents had returned to the spiritual world before me, as had relatives and acquaintances who had always come and gone from our house on earth and had only had a mocking smile for me. I met all of them in the spiritual world and it seemed as if they had been led to me by a higher being because they all had to apologize to me. They had to ask forgiveness for every insult, for every bad word they had given me and for what they had said about me. I heard everything again, but the other person heard it too, because the past became the present. He experienced it and I experienced it. The other person could not deny it and claim that he had not said it and done nothing. So it became present to everyone again and everyone had to ask for forgiveness. They did it, asked for forgiveness. It was now up to me to forgive them. I was tested to see whether I was capable of forgiving everyone now. I had suffered enough in this human prison and was only happy to shake hands with everyone and say, "I forgive you." I did that. My brother also had to come to me, he too came when it was time for him, he too had to shake hands with me and ask for forgiveness. I forgave him too. I had forgiven everyone. Now I was able to find out why I had to live such a human life. As a spirit, I already knew it in my earthly life, because when I had to carry this heavily burdened body, I was sometimes comforted in spirit. Spirit brothers and sisters came to me and comforted me, gave me courage so that I could get through everything, and I listened to their words and became aware of my previous guilt. So I just wanted to make amends and get through this life so that I could then move on to a different, better future. These high spirit brothers and sisters had made it easier for me to get through everything. If I had had to live without comfort, I hardly believe that I would have survived this test. The constant comfort that they gave me and their support helped me to bear the heavy burden, this great burden. When I was in the world beyond, I was very happy that I had survived this short life after all. Now I was freed from the great guilt that I had once burdened myself with in a human life. I had tormented other people, and so what I had to endure was justice. I did not even have to take the full measure that I deserved. God had forgiven me part of the guilt. But for me it seemed just enough suffering to be able to bear it. Now I was too, in the spiritual world, I could move towards my further ascent. I could take up a different place than the one I had taken up during my last visit to the spiritual world. Now I was to have regular work, but also to be educated. I had to learn to read and write. I was to learn the language that my family had spoken thoroughly. I did speak it in spirit with those who were with me, but I was to be able to speak it more thoroughly and read it correctly. I needed that for my spiritual development. In my human life I had not attended school. My siblings could not attend school either, but they still had a healthy mind, and I lacked this healthy mind. So I needed a better education when I returned to the spiritual world, because much had fallen dormant in my spirit and needed to be awakened again. Although I could communicate with these spirit brothers and sisters who had comforted me in human life, and they had enabled me to understand them, and it was enough for our conversation, more was required for further advancement. I had to attend these schools too. I had it much harder than other spirit brothers and sisters, because I had to catch up on what I had missed. What had fallen asleep had to be awakened again. That meant that I diligently attended these schools and carried out the tasks that were given to me. It wasn't just about learning, I had to work like everyone else. I didn't care what work I had to do. I could have rejoiced when I had put my painful and miserable path through life behind me. I was happy to have returned to the spiritual world and to be healthy in spirit. I had quickly forgotten all the pain that had been inflicted on me, it became meaningless to me. I only wanted to work for the future. So I had to do the tasks that were asked of me in between, which was actually just a side job. I also had to do constant work. Since I was not yet used to working and I had to fit into a spiritual order first, the work at the beginning was also corresponding. I was led into a forest where I did my work. I had to live together with many other spirit brothers and sisters. It was a community life that was not difficult for me, because I could keep quiet, as I still had too many memories of the human life I had lived. It was not difficult for me to keep quiet, and it was not difficult for me to endure, because a lot of things were still so firmly rooted in my memory. I was docile and obedient and did everything that was asked of me. Where I lived and worked, the spirit world of God was at work, because they were the leaders. I could trust them. They did not mock me, they did not laugh at me. They gave me words of comfort and encouragement. They were always good. My job consisted of gathering together all kinds of bushes and branches in the forest that had withered. The forest was large and confusing for me. I was not the only one who had to do this work, many others had to do the same, but each of them had a specific place where he had to work. At first I did not care why these branches and bushes had withered. Later, during the teachings we received, we were made aware of this. I could have asked myself, why is there such a thing in the spiritual world? Why is there a forest at all, and is it necessary for the branches to dry up and the leaves to fall? But I was still so earthbound and not used to thinking. I had not sharpened my thinking like others, who had to think and reflect in life. It was locked away with me. And so I was somewhat neglected at first. So I had to get used to these new circumstances first and learn from scratch. Now it was explained to me and to others, who needed this instruction just as much, that life was present everywhere in the spiritual world as it was where people lived, and that what was dead and withered was lifeless, that is, had also died and had to be collected so that it could be destroyed. Only life should be effective in that place, in that forest. And later it was explained to me that those lives had escaped from those branches, from those trees and from those bushes. That stage of development had ended and that life would continue on a different spiritual stage of development. Now this matter was being dissolved. So it was my job to gather this dried up material, and it was other spirit brothers who removed it. It was a very simple job for me. But I was only able to find out later what was behind this work. I only experienced cause and effect as I continued to ascend. I didn't think about it at the time, and it was only later that I was taught about it. So I worked hard because I was happy and people were happy with me, and that brought a stage of development to a conclusion, to an end.